Nice to be here. Yep, and good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Scott Morgan for KSDP Radio 830 on the AM dial, 88.1 K201DA, translating over in King Cove. Again, wishing you all a welcome and good evening as we get ready to get underway here. We're about 2 minutes to go. You'll be able to listen to all the line-by-line work here. But welcome again to the Girls Region 1 of the Greater Aleutian Coast Conference. So we are getting ready to go. We're just, they're working down there, and we're getting ready here to start. So bear with me. I've got about three microphones to work here and get underway. Welcome once again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Sandpoint Gymnasium and the start of Game 3 of the Greater Aleutian Coast Conference Girls Region 1. This is Game 3 of the basketball. Nice round of applause for our referees out there, Sarah and Tara, right? Tara, thank you very much, ladies, for being here. We really appreciate that. We don't have wonderful music tonight. And bear with me, I'm trying to get it all working out up here. But welcome once again. We will rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll introduce our team. So if you've got a hat on, please remove your hat. And the flag is in the far corner there. And let's get this game ready. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. All right. Don't forget the ASA Sportsmanship Creed here and its corporate sponsors. Appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activities Association. ASAA rules provide for fair play and good sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also appreciate fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. Be loud, be proud, and be positive. Welcome once again, and let's introduce our teams tonight for the King Cove Rookies. Coming in wearing number 50, Rachel Yachmanoff. Number 33, Cameron Samuelson. Number 21, Caden Kuzakin. Wearing number 41, Kaylee Culver. Number 20, Chanel Newman. Number 15, Marilee Yachmanoff. Number 14, McKenna Gould. Coached by Paul Barker. All right, and welcome once again. Introducing the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 45, Elena Kuchinoff. Number 4, Madison Thompson. Number 5, Julia Johnson. Number 10, Jillian Bjornstad. Number 11, Desiree Mobeck. Number 12, Alyssa Ludwig. Number 15, Mariana Larson. Number 23, Brianna Mobeck. Number 34, Dan Keza. And number 44, Chloe Gardner. Coached by Nate Julian and assistant Diana Mack. All right. While the girls get set and they get going down there, I just want to remind everyone there are great refreshments out there in the lobby. Between the half, be sure you consume that food out there. Don't forget there's another table out there with Eagle Pride shirts. And last but not least, we've got to inform you, don't forget you can have breakfast for dinner with the close-up team next Saturday, March 15th. All right. Let's have a great game out there. Let's give a nice round of applause as we get underway, and welcome once again. All right, and welcome back to the airwaves here. This is Pastor Scott Morgan, KSDP Radio. And I am up here running solo on here. Everybody is doing other things, but that's okay. We're just on the phone system here, and we're going to have fun tonight on the airwaves. So the ball is going up. Looks like we've got Kaylee Culver and Dan Tezza ready to do the tip-off here. I will note that the rookies get the tip and control the ball, and they're wearing the dark jerseys here. They're wearing the black with the gold trim, and the Eagles are still in their home whites, and we have a steal. Bad pass going over there and just popped out of the air, and Don says it has the ball, and she's working up the court. She finds Laney down in the corner. She loses the hand, and Kaylee Culver steps it right back, and so we've got a turnover, and here come the rookies headed the other way. All right, on the floor for the rookies. They put it up, and nice work there. I couldn't tell if that was Kaylee that got that or Peyton that got that, but the rookies score first, and it's 2-0 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Here comes Alyssa Ludwig. She's working it back up the floor, trying to get it. Dantez has it in the forecourt, and they're worked around. Nice little roll there off of Chloe Gardner. Laney has it down in the corner, can't get it up. Ball goes up in the air. Looks like we're going to have a free throw. No, looks like we got a foul. I can't quite tell. We had a foul reach in there by Laney on a loose ball here. And looks like maybe Kaylee is grabbing one hand, but she's shaking it off. And she goes running right by. The ball comes down, throws into number 33, Cameron. She loses a handle on it, gets it right back. Rachel's got the ball working the low post. Bounce pass into the middle. It's down in the paint. It's all being tangled up. And the ball goes loose, and it's going to be a jump ball between Alyssa and Rachel, and possession goes to the Eagles this time. So turnover on that jump ball, and here come the Eagles. We're just underway here in the first quarter of this first game tonight. We're at 6:47 left to go. Dantezza has the ball. She brings it down to the jump stop off the iron. Doesn't quite get it. The girls are chasing the ball down. Rachel's got the ball. She's driving. Chloe does a great job to knock the ball loose. Great hustle defense by Chloe. She got the hand in the way, popped the ball out of bounds, and that puts it side out for the rookies. Here comes Kaylee's got the ball. She does the throw in, and the girls are moving around. A nice moving target there by Paige. She was able to dribble it right through the baseline and right back to Rachel standing at that low post, and Rachel pops it in for two. Here come the Eagles trying to come back up. Quickly, the score is 4-0 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Here comes Alyssa moving across. Almost loses the handle. She's looking for some help. She gets a bounce pass into the corner. Can't quite get Madison on that bounce pass off into the corner, and a turnover against the Eagles. Here come the rookies moving the other way. Chanel's got the ball. She drives the lane, and I think she's going to have a tripping foul called against her. Not against Chanel, but against one of the... I think that's going against Chloe. Chloe was trying to get turned around, and she couldn't quite get her feet out of the way, and she got tangled up with Chanel. So here comes Rachel, has the ball. She's trying to find it. She finds Kaylee moving into the near side. Throw it into the paint. It goes into two rookies who fight for the ball, and they lose it. Alyssa Ludwig with the Sandpoint Eagles grabs the ball, and she gets it up to Chloe in the front court. Chloe works past Rachel corner. She finds Desiree, but Desiree had caught for traveling. So that was Desiree Mobeck that had the low post position and got caught in travel there. She forgot to bounce as she went up. Turnover, but Chloe steals the inbound pass, but she can't quite get it to Alyssa, and it's stolen right back. And here comes Peyton Kuzak, and she runs down, and then she pulls up and circles out, but she still has the ball. She drives the baseline, puts it up, rolls off the top, doesn't make it. Madison picks up the rebound, and here comes Dantezza bringing the ball up. Dantezza brings the ball up, and she's working past. She gets past Pate. She does a stop drop, puts it up in the air, hits the iron, bounces back out. Picked up by Rachel, who's standing in great rebound position. We're at 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and it's still 4-0. There goes Chanel with a put up. Can't get it. Kaylee with a put back. Can't get it. Going to be touched by Cameron Salmison going out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was a white touch going out of bounds, and it's still going to be the rookie's ball. Have a substitution. We've got number 14, McKenna Gould, is coming on the floor. Here come the rookies looking for some help. They get the ball into Rachel. She drives around. She's working off the left side. Bounce pass down to Kaylee. Kaylee's working through that post, but she travels. Too much defensive work there. Nice job by the Lady Eagles on the defense there. The rookies are all over. They're really swarming their man-to-man defense here. Lissa has the ball. She drives through one shoulder, gets past another. There's a double pick and roll. We get the ball down to Madison at the post. She can't get a handle on it. Ball comes loose. It's going to be a jump ball, but possession goes back to the rookies. It's a nice, clean jump ball, no fouls, just a lot of hands and bodies, and here comes the rookies working through two defenders. Is Peyton. She drives the baseline, kicks it all around. She still has the ball. She takes it to the elbow, can't quite get it. Kaylee grabs the rebound, and she dribbles back out of trouble. Kaylee finds Peyton all alone at the top. Poked away by Chloe, but she can't quite sacrifice herself to get the runaway ball. She could have, but she would have been taking out the first three rows. All right, here come the rookies, have control. They're still going to get the lob in by Rachel. Right into Peyton. Peyton dribbles around, puts it across, up off the glass. A great effort there by Cameron. Doesn't quite make it. Rebounded, pick it up by the Eagles. Here come the Eagles. 4 minutes left here in this first period. The rookies are ahead by four. Dantezza has the ball. She gets it down into the low post, but Desiree starts walking before she dribbles, and she gets called for traveling. Great idea to get that ball and muscle into the post. She's good at the muscle. She's just got to get the ball dribbling. Here comes Peyton. Peyton's driving up the lane hard. She curls around on that left elbow, and she still has control of the ball. She drives the right lane. She's down in the post, goes off of her foot and out of bounds. Turnover against the rookies. Looks like we have some substitutions. Looks like Julia Johnson's coming on, and Chloe Gardner's going to sit down for a second. All right. Oh, I wish you guys were all out here tonight. There's still some great seats left in the house for this third game. This is not consolation. In fact, as I was talking to Mayor Stanley today, I said we got two great Crewgate teams here for the Aleutians Eastboro School District here, and what a way for both neighborhoods to be proud. And we have Madison. Looks like Madison is fouled as she was going up with her second foot back there. So Madison Thompson is going to have a chance here to try to sink some free throws and put the first points on the board for the Sandpoint Eagles. But congratulations to King Cove and Sandpoint. I've been watching these ladies all year long, and they just keep improving and getting better. There's lots of hustle and play on the floor, and it's just been fun watching these kids grow as our student athletes. And Madison sinks her first free throw. Madison's out there with a white jersey, the blue striping, and I love the pink socks. Second one goes awry, and Kaylee Culver gets the rebound, and here come the rookies. Rookies have a three-point lead. Rachel drives into paint, loses it in traffic. Madison gets the ball. Dantezza has the ball. She's leading through traffic. Looks like we might have a blocking foul there. Let me see. I'm waiting for the hand. Yeah, it looks like we had a blocking foul on Peyton. She couldn't quite get her feet stationary and while Dantezza was coming. So we need a white player over there to throw the ball in here. They're a little confused by the Eagles there. There we go. Ball comes throwing in, but doesn't quite get all the way back to Alyssa. Peyton tips that ball. Chanel has the ball. She drives the lane, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. I think that foul will probably go against Alyssa Ludwig. And Peyton is going to go to the line. Excuse me, Chanel is going to go to the line for two. Chanel has the ball. She dribbles, sets, puts that ball up. Nice arc off the back iron and just jumps up high and kicks all the way out. She has another shot coming here. Just a little over 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go here. Chanel has the ball. She puts it up. She finds the arc on that one, gets her range, and she puts that one down. And it's 5-1, a four-point lead going on here. Here comes Julia. She has the ball. She finds Desiree. Desiree dribbles down. She puts it around the baseline. Madison puts it up off the iron. Can't get it. Desiree gets the ball. She has the jump, and it's going to go side out to the Eagles. Possession side on the jump ball that way. Madison calls a call. Julia comes running out to take the out-of-bounds, bringing it in. Dantezza has the ball, swings it out to Alyssa. Alyssa's stalling up, putting around the top. She gets over to Julia at the three-point, down to Madison, who drives in the post, puts it up off the glass, and it drops for two. I think there was a whistle at the play. So I think they counted it. I see 3 points up there. Yes, they did count the bucket. The referee came over the table to get some things squared away, but they did count the bucket. It's now 3-5 in favor of the rookies. Rachel has the ball from the upper right elbow. She puts it up, can't get it. Rebound picked up by Madison. Julia Johnson has the ball, and here comes Alyssa Ludwig bringing the ball up into the backcourt. She dribbles past, loses the handle on the ball, kicks it out to Don Pezza, but there, right there, is Chanel. And Chanel gets the ball, takes it down, picks it up to a traveling Peyton. Peyton puts it up, and Cameron bounces it on the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and the Eagles have the ball back. It's still 3-5 with 2:37 left to go, and here comes Alyssa. Let's see if Alyssa can get past it. Nice pick there by Julia Johnson. Alyssa got halfway up, and she has the ball stolen from her, though. And right back, we're going to have a jump ball going in as Madison returned the favor to Rachel Yachmanov. So Rachel stole the ball, and she walked right into Madison, who reached the hands out and had good grab on the ball. And here comes Rachel bringing the ball up over, and she kicks it back out and finds Peyton. Peyton takes the ball. She drives the lane. She can't get around the upgrades arms of Mariana. Good defense. There goes Chanel. She tries a three. Mariana has the ball. She rips it out, but she tries to hand it off, but she moves her feet, so she's called for traveling. Turnover on the rookie side, and here comes Kaylee Culver looking for some help. She's got the ball. She gets the inbound, and she finds Peyton. Peyton works back to the top of the key. Little motion there by Chanel, rubbing off Julia Johnson. A lot of footwork going on out there. A lot of girls working the pick and then the roll. Mostly they get the pick and not the roll. This time Rachel gets the bounce pass. She's right at the top of the key and fouled in the act of shooting. Let me see who that foul is against. She's going to get an opportunity for two shots. Looks like that one was against Dan Tezza. Rachel has the ball. She puts it up, and she's got her pink shoes on, and she's working hard, and it drops in nothing but net. All right. Rachel has the ball. She puts in the second one, and that takes the score. 4-point lead now again for the rookies. It's 7-3 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Here comes Alyssa. She's got the ball. She drives the coast. She gets kicked out by the great defense of the rookies. She's stuck there. The ball goes up. I think we're going to have a reach-in foul at 8-9C. Looks like we've got a reach-in foul. Let me see who the number is there. Looks like that one might be the first foul against Rachel. If she did a reach-in side-out, goes back to the Eagles. Julia has the ball. She catches it at the top. She works around. She finds Madison up at the free throw. Tries to get the pass across, but Peyton leaps through the air, tips it out, and Chanel drives it out of bounds. Turnover. Way to be disruptive. That's what the defense is supposed to do. Just keep disrupting the flow. Julia has the ball. She gets it down to Mariana, low post. She can't get it up over the top. It goes into Madison's hand. Madison's working hard to get the ball, but she's hanging on the back. So it looks like Madison's going to pick up her first foul. That puts five team fouls now against the Eagles, three against the rookies. Here come the rookies, and here comes Peyton driving the floor. She gets right into the middle of traffic. And I think we have a turnover there. Because she was traveling. The ball comes in from Jillian Bjornstedt, throws it in, and Julia Johnson has the ball. She's driving up the lane against Rachel. Kicks it over to Mariana. Mariana takes the bounce step and puts it up in the air, but it's ripped away by Kaylee Culver in the long arm. Julia stands in the way. And Peyton tried to get around. Julia was stationary, but Peyton took the spin turn and got his legs twisted up and went to the floor. Turnover. Here come the Eagles. We're down under a minute, 55 seconds. The rookies still have a 4-point lead. Alyssa's trying to figure out how to get the ball around. She finds Madison. Madison begins to work. Julia has a little bump pick there. Picked up Cameron. Alyssa's got the ball. She's down to 43 seconds to go. Nobody's moving. The Eagles are trying to get through that great defense of the rookies. Peyton keeps reaching in. And Alyssa spent too much time dribbling the ball and not going towards the basket, so she's called for an illegal offense. What do they call that officially, Colton? 5-second regulation. She missed that. You got to move that ball towards the basket within 5 seconds. You can't just stand there and dribble. Not sure what that was about, but here come the rookies. Down to Kaylee in the post. She puts a nice long arch of it. Goes in, bounce out, but there was Cameron. Cameron Samuelson picked up the rebound, and she drops it in with 14 seconds left to go, and it's 9-3. Here comes Madison trying to get the ball up. She's not watching the clock. She's down to 8 seconds. Alyssa's got the ball, and she's stalling. Reach in by Peyton, picked up by Julia. Held, we got a jump ball with 1.8 seconds left to go. Great hustle there by Rachel. And the possession goes back to the rookies. They got 1.8 seconds. They're in the backcourt. Let's see if they can throw it in. They do. They get it down, but it's interrupted by Julia. But Chanel gets the last push off, and it goes wide of the arc. And there we are at the end of the first quarter. The score is 3-9 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Wow, what a great show is going on out there tonight. Just a lot of fun. And everybody is playing hard and into it. You can see that the rookies have come. Their loss last night to Kalignic is still smarting, and the loss from the Eagles to the New Haven team is still smarting, and they're coming back to play hard against their cross-water rivals here. So what a great time. A lot of great effort on the floor. You know, it's 9-3. It's a six-point lead in favor of the rookies, and they're just doing a nice job out there. Coach Paul has the team up there working well. And Coach Nate has the girls firing up, and we've got some assistant coaches that are working, trying to get the girls focused here. So it's just going to be fun to see as we get ready to get underway here with the second quarter. And while they're getting teams back on the floor, I'm going to get a quick swig of water here. If you're still in town here in Sandpoint, come on down. They've got some great Papa Murphy's pizza, I think is Papa Murphy's, that they had flown in that I think the senior class is selling over there by the slice, and some other great treats and snacks out there in the cafeteria room. So come on down, get dinner, and watch some ball games tonight. Here comes the start of the second quarter. Laney is on the floor. She loses the handle on the ball, gets poked away, but poked away by Peyton, and it goes out of bounds, and here comes Eagles. All right, Chloe catches the inbound pass right back to Alyssa. Tries to bounce pass it in, but Chanel jumps right in the middle of the way and gives it over to Peyton, and here comes Peyton pushing up the ball. She loses the handle but recovers. Bounce pass down to Kaylee. Kaylee tries to get up and over Madison, but Madison had her big arm in the way. Got too much body contact in there. Madison does a great job on protecting that low post, but that time she just had it too far forward. Not straight enough up in the air, and so here comes Kaylee. Kaylee sets the person up, hits the back iron, and rattles home, and comes on down for a roost. It's now 10-3, and here comes Kaylee Culver working on the second shot. She bounces, sets, gets her mark, puts it up off the front iron, but no one jumped before she did, and she gets her own rebound and puts it in, and that's how you make 3 out of 2. You do the first one, you get the rebound, and you pop it in because nobody jumped up to catch the rebound, and it's now 12-3. It's a 9-point lead. Dantezza quickly has the ball. She's at the low post. She tries to bounce past, but all her teammates left the hole, and Dantezza bounces it right into Rachel. Rachel brings the ball up. She's at the free throw line. She bounce passes down, but Alyssa steals that bounce pass, but it looks like Alyssa went to her knees and slid along, and not quite crawling, but as she was sliding, she was throwing the ball, and so nice work there. The Eagles were really stepping in the lane and fighting things off, but they finally got the inbound. Madison gets the ball. But I think in that melee, Alyssa got her ankle stepped on again, or a foot or a toe, but she has that left foot up in the air, and she's not very happy. So I'm guessing she's in a lot of pain there on the sideline, and that's really painful. I think that might be the same ankle that she injured when we were on the road trip, but we'll find out here at halftime and get a report. Here come the Eagles. Dantezza has the ball, almost stripped away from behind by Peyton. Kicks back to Dantezza. They're going to have to figure out what to do without Alyssa. Back to Juliet. Down into Laney. Laney has the ball, gets out of her hands, tries to get it to Juliet. Tipped away by the ever-flying Chanel. Chanel kicks it out, but it's still going to be an Eagle ball. Here come the Eagles. Looks like we have a substitution coming on the floor. Looks like Desiree Mobeck's coming on, and Laney is going to sit down here for just a minute here. Contessa gets the ball. She rips it out of the sky. She takes it to the top. She kicks it over. She finds Chloe, drives down. Chloe puts it up for two off the glass, and it goes in just like Coach Chris said. Put it in that white square on the top, and it'll drop in for two. Nice work for Chloe to grab the ball, drive to the basket, and put it in. Here comes Rachel leading the rookies down. She's got the ball working around the top. She finds Kaylee sitting in the left side. She puts it up, but Kaylee's foul going to the rack, and she doesn't get the basket, but she's going to get another shot at two. I'm sure she's thinking maybe she can get three. She did last time. Well, they're waiting for some late-arriving guests to get down the aisle. Out of the way, get back up in the stands. Here comes Kaylee. She nails the first and drains it. Nothing but net. Let's see if the girls are paying attention to rebound here. Here we go. Kaylee's got the second shot. She puts it up. Hits the iron. Falls out to the side. There's Desiree. She picks it up, and here comes Chloe Gardner. She drives across. She's through traffic. She finds Dantezza. Kicks it right back to Chloe, working the elbow. She's working down. She's covered up and smothered. Kicks it way back out. Dantezza's at the line. Here comes Madison. We're going to have a reach-in foul. Looks like there's a reach-in foul on number 21. Peyton has got the foul on her. Here come the Eagles. Madison has the ball. Back to Julia. Dantezza has it. She's working hard. She's finding some help. Kicks out to Chloe. Chloe drives the right side up to the top to Dantezza. They're working hard. They come out to double team. There's Madison. She's got the ball. She drives across. Julie has it. Dantezza takes a step at the free throw, puts it up off the glass, and drops it for two. Nice stop, pop, and jump. There she goes. It's 7-13. Chloe has a great reach-in slap, pounces that ball away before Peyton could get the shot off, goes out of bounds. Rookies have the ball underneath their basket. It's 7-13 in favor of the King Cove rookies. And we got a timeout on the floor called by Coach Paul Barker, trying to get his team settled down so they don't get lost in the melee, because the Eagles are starting to find a little stride on the floor. But it's what fun out there tonight. Don't forget we have the T-Jacks will be coming along right as we finish this one. They might even come in on top of me, but we'll see how this game is going. I'm sure Virgil back at the station will figure out who's coming online first. But we have our good friend Mr. John up in New Suyoc ready to announce the 7:30 game for the T-Jacks. And that what is for the boys' championship round, if I have followed my writing correctly here. So good luck to the men up there. To the T-Jacks as they're playing along. All right, we're getting ready. That break is over. Here comes Kaylee. She finds Chanel at the outside elbow. She puts it up for a long 2 points, and it's 15-7. Here come the Eagles. Here comes the pressure. That ball was thrown in and met by Chanel and popped out of bounds, and here comes back. Eagles going to try it again. We have Madison now. We've got 3-on-2 down there to get the ball. Here they come, working the ball up the other way. Chloe's got the ball. She's being hard-pressed by Chanel. No, by Peyton, excuse me. I'm going to have a blocking elbow, kind of a big shoulder rub there by Peyton, trying to get in Chloe's way coming up the court there. So we have a substitution there. I think Peyton's going to sit down. That's her third foul. And we're 5:09 left here in the first half. Chloe's got the ball. High leaping over to Madison, who didn't grab that ball out of the air, was tipped from behind, and here come the rookies the other way. Rachel's got the ball at the free throw line. She's going to get bumped from the side. I think she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. We'll see who that one's on here shortly. Here's Rachel. Is that the line? That's the second foul against Dantezza. Rachel puts the ball, bounces off the front and to the back, and drops in for the point. Rachel has one more shot coming here. Rachel puts it up off the iron, doesn't get it. Madison gets the rebound. Dantezza has the ball, almost strips. Julie does a stop there. Dantezza runs through traffic, finds Chloe. She comes down, tries to get it to Madison. So Chanel jumps in the way, grabs that ball. puts it up off the glass, and she drops it in for two more. Chanel is just a fire diamond out there. She's just running back and forth and running havoc there. Oh, I think we're going to have a reach-in foul, maybe. Yeah, it looks like a reach-in foul on Rachel, who was trying to slow people down running up the sideline and caused that ball to get away and a little discomfort there, but here comes the throw-in. We have Dantezza, Chloe, Julia Johnson, Madison, and Desiree. Nice bounce pass under the legs. Finds its way down into the post for Desiree. Back out to Chloe, but stepping in the way is Chanel Newman. Chanel gets the ball, and she drives the other way. Rachel has the ball at the top of the key. Finds Chanel breaking out. Chanel has the ball, gets it down to Cameron. Back and forth, the girls are going. They're working to the basket. The Eagles are working on the defense. Counting off those 5 seconds to get towards. We got a change of the ball here. Trying it again. Can't drive through. Almost loses the handle. Gets it to Cameron. Cameron works the baseline. Too much blockage there. Can't get through. Driving back to the top. Here comes Chanel with the ball. Puts it down to Rachel. Has it in the low post. Up off the glass and in. It's 20-7. It's a 13-point lead, and the rookies are pressing hard with 3:36 left to go. The Eagles are trying to find some room to play. Nice kick by Julia Johnson. Nice move around by Dantezza. Off to Madison, who gets the ball, but she throws it errantly. Not high enough, not hard enough. Rachel grabs that steal. Up off the glass for Chanel Newman, and she drops another deuce. It's 22-7. We've got a timeout on the floor by Nate Julian. Wow, it's an exciting brand of basketball here. Win or lose, these girls are working hard on the floor and trying to keep up with each other, but the rookies have a commanding lead of 22-7, 3:17 to go in the half. Wow, folks, there's still some seats in the stand. Don't forget we have another game following this one with Kilegenic Huskies and the New Haven Malamutes. I tried to get to some of the girls to make sure I had the names to pronounce better later tonight, but and that game will be played as the T-Jacks are playing in New Stewiacke, and we'll get that one on the air just as soon as we can after that next game. What a game that's being transferred here in front of us. Well played by both. The rookies definitely have a nice, comfortable lead, but they're certainly not sitting back and resting. They're pressing all the time. And the Lady Eagles are on the floor getting ready to play. We've got Madison, Desiree, Dantezza, Julia, and Chloe. And they're going to be working against Cameron, Kaylee, Rachel, Chanel, and Mary Lee. Here comes the ball. Poked away by Mary Lee. Picked up by Rachel. Off the wall. Blocked by Chloe. Back to Dantezza. We're going to have a bumping foul there, I think. Yep, I think that's a one-on-one. That should be the 17th foul coming up against the rookie. Chanel tried to get down there, but Kaylee's going to get called for the foul there. She just had too much shoulder in the way. And looks like Kaylee's going to sit down, and number 14, McKenna Gould, is going to come on the floor. Dantezza has an opportunity to sink two free throws here. Dantezza has the ball. She sets. She puts it up. Great high arc. Coach Chris, you'd have been proud to see the finish there. That arm hung up there with that great gooseneck of the wrist. Great form by Dantezza. She's got the ball. She's set. She puts it up. Another one off the rim. Doesn't get it. Madison gets the rebound. Puts it back. Doesn't get it. Desiree has the rebound. Now Chloe has the rebound. Finally, we get it. Chloe takes a look at a shot. Goes over the iron. Doesn't get it. Going to be touched by the Eagles. Last out of bounds, and it's coming back to the rookies. But it's 8-22 in favor of the King Cove rookies. 2:59 left to go here in the first half. Rachel's looking for some help. She's being tied up. Ball comes out, gets loose. Dantezza's there, but no foul. She's just backing up with the ball. She now has to circle the wagons. She now comes down through two, drives that left post. Can't get it. There is Mary Lee. No, McKenna goal, excuse me. We have a little falling down on the course. Ladies getting tangled up. Just going after a loose ball, and it goes out. Last touch by the Eagles. Here comes Rachel. Rachel's trying to get the ball in. And we got a warning against Dantezza, who gets caught up in the moment and presses that in too tight. She's trying to kick the ball, but there comes Chloe. Kicks it out. Off to Julia. Down to Dantezza. She runs the baseline. She comes past Mary Lee. And Mary Lee has too much body traveling with her and puts Sanchez back to the free throw line. We're at eight and seven fouls, I think. We'll find out here. Oh, we're tied up on the fouls. We're 18 fouls apiece. Sanchez has the ball. She sets, puts it up off the front iron on that one. We have some substitutes coming in. Looks like we have Mariana Larson coming in, replacing Madison Thompson. Sanchez is coming up with her second attempt at a free throw here. 2:41 left to go in the first half. Sanchez has the ball. She sets, puts it up, finds the back iron, can't quite get it. Tipped out, controlled there by Cameron. She's all tied up. Finally, Chanel has the ball, and she's bringing it up into the front court. Chanel has the ball. She's working hard. Nice little rolling pick there by Mary Lee. Down in the corner to Cameron. Back up to number 15, Mary Lee. She puts it up. Can't quite get it. Great effort to save that ball. Runs out of bounds. Flips it in. There comes Chanel. Runs up. Can't get it. It's off the iron. It's bounced around. Then Tessa hits the ball. She slips to the floor. But the ball is out of bounds. It's going to be rookie's ball throwing in by Mary Lee Yachmanov. Mary Lee's got the ball. She's looking for some help. She's getting around. She gets it way out downtown. It's going to go almost over and back, but in the melee, Dan says it gets the ball. She bounces ahead to Chloe. Chloe's driving through off to Mariana, who picks up the ball. Desiree's on the floor, has the ball. Passes off to Chloe. Back to Mariana to Desiree. Desiree puts it up. Can't quite get it. The ball's being bounced out of bounds. Mariana's on the floor. The ball's still in play. It gets tipped back, and here comes Rachel. Rachel's driving the ball up for the rookies. She brings it back to the forecourt. She's working the three-point line. She finds Chanel breaking out. The Eagles are playing hard defense, and the rookies are working hard to get it back, and there's a great effort. Push up. The ball comes out. Picked off by Chloe Gardner on the rebound. She's driving down between traffic. Loses the handle. Regains it. Down to Desiree in the far right corner. Desiree has it. Kicked it back to Chloe at the elbow. She drives in the lane. She gives it to Mariana at the post. Too close. Mariana puts it up off the hard glass. Back out. Here comes Rachel and the rookies. They're coming up. They're back in the forecourt. We're a minute 15 left to go, and here come the rookies working hard. Rachel's got the ball. She's tied up with Danteza. Bounced in there and a great steal. Great steal by Chloe Gardner, stepping in the way, bouncing the ball up, and it's going the other way on possession. Nope, maybe it's going the other way on foul shooting. Yeah. Sorry, I again apologize. I have this 12-inch post that I have to keep dancing around here. Colton laughs half the time because he's watching me doing the, I call it the Sandpoint 2-step around this big post. But I get my exercise out of it. It's not as much as down at the pool with Jason Bjornstedt. But here we are. Danteza at 106 seconds left to go. Puts up the first one-on-one shot. It doesn't go in. It's passed out. Picked up. Chanel's bringing it back across the line. Almost gets into traffic. Nice bounce pass up off the iron. Doesn't make it. Back up off the glass. And number 15, Merrily, extra enough, drops it in for two off the glass. 50 seconds left to go. Danteza's pressing hard. She comes up the side. Danteza stops and tries to go up, but the ball gets loose in her hands. Cameron did a nice job of just moving those arms straight up, and it just kind of lost the confidence. Here comes the rookies. They're moving back with 40 seconds left to go. Nice steal by Julia Johnson. She just got right behind Chanel and popped that ball out very cleanly, went out, but it's going to still maintain in the possession of the rookies underneath their own basket. 38 seconds left to go. Rachel's looking for some help. Bounce pass in, but it gets past Danteza and can't get to Mariana, and she goes back in the corner. Oh, it's a long two put up. Can't make it. Here comes Mary Lee. She can't make it. The ball's out to McKenna. She can't make it. Back to Mary Lee. Long two. Mariana Larson has the ball. It's going. Ball was kicked out of bounds, tapped out of bounds with 18 seconds left to go by Mariana Larson. Here, the rookies still have the ball underneath their line. Cameron has the ball. She's working the baseline. She's being followed by Mariana. She's all twisted up. Finally gets through the ball, and she finds McKenna. McKenna's in the corner. Back to Chanel. Chanel stops and puts it up, hits the glass, comes down, picked up by Cameron off the glass. Controlled by Mariana. She's looking for some help, and that's the end of the first half with East King Cove rookies at 24 and the Sandpoint Eagles at 8. Wow, what a first half of basketball that was. A great finish for these two teams. A lot of work going out there. Virgil, we're going to kick it back to you.
All right. Call me back when you get a break, and we'll hear from you soon, Pastor Scott.
Yeah, looks like I'll be calling you in about 9 minutes. They're only doing a 10-minute break on the half.
All right, I'll be listening. Thank you much.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Scott, KSCP Radio, 830 on the AM, 88.1 K201DA on the FM dial in King Cove, signing off. And we are just underway here back at the second half of the King Cove Rookies in the Sandpoint Eagle girls teams. And we're just started into the second half, I mean. Whew. It's a long stair climb to come up the top of the steps, and I got a late run at it. But we are here at the start of the second half, and we have quickly, the rookies have added another point, another bucket. They're at 26, we're at 8. But we've got a foul on the way, a second foul by Kaylee Culver, as she's called there on a reach-in and puts Dantezza to the line. As Dantezza was going to the basket, Dantezza goes up and she misses the first. She settles down, puts that ball up off the back of the glass and drops in for another point. So we're at 9-26 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Here comes Chanel. She's driving through traffic. She's picking up. She weaves down. She gets it into Cameron. Cameron has the ball. She's all blocked out by the swarming defense of the Eagles, who are really taking up the line position. Here comes Chanel trying to get around to Peyton. Peyton down around, gets blocked out again. She's back at the top. She gets it down into Rachel. Rachel has the ball. She kicks it across. A lot of ball movement up off the glass. Doesn't make it. Popped by Madison Thompson out of bounds. But last touch by Kaylee Culver on the way by, and it's coming back to the Eagles. 7:03 left to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Chloe working up pass. Looks like we're going to have a blocking foul on Peyton, who instead of going up the court side by side, decides to cut around in front and take away, and she's still got her feet moving. That's a blocking foul. Hey, you can't just run in front. It's not the playground. Here comes Dantezza. She's got the ball, finds Madison working the top of the crease. She bounces across the free throw line. She gets it down. Dantezza has the ball. And Delaney at the post. She's trying to get it up over Kaylee's long arms, but she can't do it. Stolen away by Rachel, but picked up by the quick feet of Julia Johnson. Dantezza has the ball. She runs. She stops it way in the air. Comes back down off the iron, but recovered by Julia Johnson, whose elbows are ripping it everywhere, but it's kicked off by the rookies. Down it comes, interrupted by Chloe. But Peyton gets the ball and settles them all back down. Here comes Peyton, driving into paint. It's down on the ground. It's a 2-1-2 scrum for the ball. It's a good free throw. No, it's a free for all, but it was just a jump ball. Possession goes to the Eagles. Eagles are in the white. Rookies are in the dark uniforms. Right now the Eagles are playing from my left to my right. Madison has the ball on the left elbow. She puts it up for a long two. And it's 11-26 in favor of the rookies. Julia comes in with her long height, and she pops the ball in the air, knocks it away, and Paul has the great audacity to call a timeout. He's checking with the referee on something, getting a clarification while the assistant coaches are working the bill over there, and they're working hard to get things done the right way. I like it when the coaches and the refs work together to see what they can get ironed out so they're all playing better game next time. It's been a fun game so far. It's still 26-11 in favor of the King Cove rookies. There's a lot of work going on the floor, I can tell you that. All right. There's the end of the timeout. The referees are calling the teams back on the floor, seeing what they can get assembled out there. So we have, for the Eagles, we have Dantezza, Chloe, Julia, Madison, and Laney. And for the rookies, we have Rachel, Peyton, Chanel, Kaylee, and Cameron. Here come the rookies. They have the ball. Chanel's got the ball working around the top. She takes it down right into the L paint there. She can't get the ball. It goes up. And we're going to have a foul on Kaylee Culver. She's going up for the basket, and she gets fouled there. She's going to have opportunity to put up two. Kaylee's got the ball and is settling down. She's working that little background noise. She puts the first one up and drains it. Nice work on her free throw shooting. so important to keep that practice going here. Kaylee's got the ball. Well, not quite. The referee had one more instruction going on there. Now Kaylee has the ball. She puts the ball up, and she drains that one. We're now at 28-11. Here comes Julia Johnson. She's trying to get by Rachel Yachmanoff. She gets by Rachel. Down into Desiree's on the floor. Desiree stops, puts it up. Kaylee's all over that. Kicks the ball out to Rachel. Rachel has the ball, gets it down across the post. And a nice 1-2 punch by Peyton and Chanel. And Chanel drops it in for two. Here come the Eagles trying to get past the rookies. They're trying to play a 3-on-2. Chloe's got the ball, and she tries to pass it, but she's blocked and does a little traveling move of her own. Chloe's got the ball and hands it off back to the referee, going, shaking her head, not sure what I was doing there, sorry. The referee says, don't worry, next time we'll get you. Quickly, another score comes down, and the rookies are up at 32-11. Here comes Chloe. She drives through traffic. It's on the floor. There's a jump ball. Desiree's got the ball. Now it's officially called a jump ball between Desiree and Rachel. And let's see, possession, I think, is going to go. Looks like possession's going to the rookies. All right, here comes Peyton. She drives. She kicks it out to Kaylee standing at the post. It gets bounced away. It's going back. Looks like Katie might have jammed a finger again there, but she's shaking it off, saying, I'm okay, coach. I'm okay. I got to stay in and play. Peyton's got the ball. She works around the top. Nice kick by Rachel. Peyton drives down. She puts up a little running push. Mariana tips that ball away. Here comes, kicks out to Cameron. Can't get it. Desiree's there. Gets the rebound. Contessa has the ball. She covers up, and she's being foot raced with Chanel. Contessa pulls up. She drives past. She stops and pops from 12 foot out. Doesn't quite make it. Desiree's there. Chloe has the rebound up to Julia Johnson, and she puts it in from the left elbow for two. We're at 13-32. But here come quickly the rookies. Popped up in the air. We're going to have a little double dribble traveling in the air. She was trying to switch her feet and do everything she could, and she knew when she came down with the ball. I could see that big grin on Chanel's face going, oh. I forgot to get rid of the ball. Sometimes that happens. All right. Mariana's got the ball. She gets it stripped out of her hands by Kaylee. It goes the other way. Mariana ends up the ball on the rookie side. We're two fouls apiece. Let's see what we got going on here. Side out for the rookies, and they're throwing the ball in. Chanel has the ball. She's controlling it. She walks into a double team. She skirts around it. She bounces, passes down to Cameron. Cameron loses the handle, but Rachel's right there. Picks it up, and in an off balance behind the glass, puts up another two-point dagger. It's 34-13 in favor of the rookies. Here comes Danteza. She drives down. She kicks it out to the left into Desiree. Is at the free throw. She tries to get through traffic. Let's see what we have out there. I'm not sure, but it looks like maybe Kaylee Talbert stepped inside the middle of that and kept moving instead of holding her block. Here we go. Danteza gets the inbound pass from Chloe Gardner. She's moving around. She's dropped at the free throw. She pops it up off the bound. Can't get the ball. She's fighting on the floor for her own rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. One thing about it, there's no giving up here. That's three fouls now on Kaylee Culver, and the rookies are trying to hold the Eagles, and the Eagles are trying to get things done. We got a substitution. The Eagles are lined up, and they're throw the ball in. Here comes Madison, pops it up with her little push off. There she goes. It's 15-34, and the Eagles are still pressing the defense. Here comes Chanel had the ball tipped away by the weak hands of Julia Johnson pushing in from behind, and she pops that ball away, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to still be side out for the rookies. Kaylee's got the ball. She's looking to try to get it in past Madison. She finds Chanel from a long three, puts it up, nothing there. Cameron's there, gets the ball swatted away by Desiree. Desiree gets the ball back to Danteza. Danteza's going to bring the ball up the floor. Here comes Danteza. She's working into the near line. see here. Looks like we got a blocking foul there by Kaylee Culver. A little reach in there as Dantezza was going to the hoop, and that's going to put the fourth foul on Kaylee Culver, and she's going to have a sit-down, and Coach Barker is going to rest her so she doesn't get in any more trouble. Here comes Dantezza. She sets. She has the ball. She puts it up off the iron, off the back glass, and drops in for the free throw. Looks like we're going to have Chanel Newman, Peyton. We're going to have McKenna Gould, Cameron. Ball goes down, picked up on the rebound by Desiree, but covered up with Cameron Samuelson, and it's going the other way. So we got the call in there. Here comes a long throw in by Rachel. She finds Peyton way over on the left side. Peyton drives down, gets covered up by two Eagles. Ball gets away. It's on the floor. Julie Johnson has the ball. She lost her glasses. But the ref was immediate to blow the whistle, so the glasses didn't get busted off. And so the Eagles had a nice steal there, and they're going to take it outside out underneath the rookie's basket. The score is 16-34 with 2:36 left to go in the third period. And here come the Eagles. They're trying to claw their way back into it, make this week a real close game. Let's see what happens. Dantezza brings it down. She finds Julia. Julia puts it up. Can't quite get it. Madison gets the ball. She puts it up, and she's going to get fouled. She's going to get fouled in the act of shooting there. Looks like she might have been fouled by Cameron. That's the second foul on Cameron. Here comes Madison. She settles down. She puts the ball up in the air. Brings it right to nothing but net. Nice to see a smooth action going in by Madison. It's 17-34. Madison has the ball. She settles down. She brings up the second shot. That one goes in just as smoothly as the first one, and it's 18-34. And here come the Eagles are still clawing their way, and the rookies are still battling ferociously to keep them out of it. Great hustle by these teams. Lots of defense going on the floor. Chanel has the ball. She's working at the top. She kicks it off to Rachel. Rachel loses it, gets it back. Rachel steps in, puts the ball up. It's off the iron. Chloe gets the second rebound. Chloe's working hard up the sideline. She gets past Chanel. She's going to run into Peyton. And we're going to have charging foul against Chloe. So if you know Chloe Gardner, she's looking like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. She's always so apologetic and polite about everything she does. For her to pick up a charging foul just shows you how intensely she is into this game, moving that ball back and forth. But Chloe picks up the charging foul, and the rookies bring it right back down. They're unable to score. Turnover, and here comes Dantezza handling that ball up. She drives in. She finds Chloe. Chloe takes a step, drives up, can't make a fall. Ball is touched out of bounds. They're going to stay white possession. Eagles still maintain possession. Popped out of bounds by Rachel Yatchmanoff, and the fracas going on for the rebound. Here comes Chloe Gardner. Rejected by Rachel. That ball went right up and not tipped, but Chloe gets the ball in, but it goes right through Dantez's hands and out of bounds again, and it's going to be turnover on the Eagles. Here comes Rachel throwing in the ball for the rookies. Way out it goes. Peyton's got the ball. She's driving up the lane. Picks up a little pick by McKenna. She's down. Back McKenna trail. Puts it up off the glass, and she drops it in for two from 15 foot out. Here come the Eagles trying to claw back in. It's 36-18. 1:26 left to go in the third period. I hope you guys are having as much fun following this as I am calling it, because it's an exciting game on the floor. Chloe Gardner has the ball into Madison. Madison's covered up by two. Bounce pass across to Julia Johnson. Up off the glass, doesn't fall. Madison rips off the rebound, puts it in, comes out again. Madison's going to try one more time. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. It's going back to the rookies. Here comes Rachel. She's looking for some help. Kicks it way out to Chanel. Chanel's got the ball. She's driving the court. Bounce pass down to Cameron, who's sitting alone under the old post, and she easily puts that up off the glass for two. And they come in the other way. It's 18-38. It's 53 seconds to go. Dantezza tries to pop it out. It's met by the outstretched arms of Peyton. Peyton gets it, drops it down to Chanel. Back to Peyton, but it kicks over to Chloe Gardner's hand, and there's a steal. And we're down to 41 seconds left to go. Here comes Dantezza. Dantezza brings it up across the court. Girls are moving fast. They haven't slowed down. Julia's got the ball at the three-point line. She pitches back around. She finds Dantez, steps into the free throw. Can't quite get it. It comes off. Cameron covers up the free throw. The rebound, excuse me. Chanel has the ball. She's being all covered up by Julia. Kicks it out to Peyton. Peyton from 15 feet out as she drops it for another two. It's 40-18. There's 14 seconds left to go. The Eagles haven't slowed down. Julia says, watch the clock. We got to get another point. Let's put it up on the score. Down to Madison. Down to 5 points. Stolen by Chanel. She drives. She stops way long range three. Off the glass. And that's the end of the buzzer for the third period. It's 40-18 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Wow. Lots of movement on that floor. Lots of ball handling on that floor. Lots of hustle on that floor by both teams. I know the score looks lopsided as it is, but there's no letting up on the pride of play by both of these teams. I want to really congratulate Coach Julian, Coach Barker. They've both got their teams playing hard in this game. And it's so refreshing to watch these student-athletes get out and hear the crowd coming into it. And I'm sure we're going to have another exciting game right after this with New Haven and Kalignic. It's just going to be a fascinating game as we watch those teams enter the courtroom now. They're here at the Sandpoint Stadium, the Sandpoint Gymnasium, and the rookies are looking high. What a colorful set of footwear. I've got bright pink, neon yellow, paisley blue. I even have a sky blue. Kind of dark, almost the color of the Michigan Wolverines, the dark blue and gold on the floor. That's just the rookie team, or the team of the rookies. We're waiting to start the fourth period here. Referees have the ball. They're clearing things up with the scoring table. They've done the referees here from Anchorage and Wasilla have done a really nice job with moving up and down the courts and keeping things active. Watching, calling, and coaching the girls on how to do a better job. And here we are at the start of the fourth and final period of this game. Dantezza has the ball. She bounce passes down to Madison at the post. Madison goes up with it and tries to get it, but she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting there. It looks like that's another foul on Kaylee Culver, who's got those long, outstretched arms and got it too far bent over, so she's drawing contact there. That's the fifth foul, and that's a foul out for Kaylee Culver. So it looks like we're going to have young McKenna Gould coming on the floor, replacing Kaylee. Here we go. Madison has two shots. She settles down. She puts the first one off the front iron, bounces around the glass, and kicks out. Well, Madison got the free throw contest? She got third in the free throw contest. Well, congratulations to Madison. She got third in the free throw contest. She thinks the second one is 19-40. Ball gets away, picked up by Cameron. Up in the air there, two Eagles fighting over it with the long arms of Desiree. Moback picking up the ball, and she kicks it out to Dantezza. Here comes Dantezza, bringing the Eagles up the floor. She finds, she drives down. Oh, but she took a step without dribbling again. That's that old familiar thing. I'm traveling again. Unfortunately, as a tough call for Dantezza. Ball kicks back to the rookies. Here comes Peyton. Lob pass into McKenna. McKenna up, can't quite get it. Cameron's there for the rebound. She doesn't get it. The Eagles have their arms outstretched. They're covering up everything. Long three-point effort by Chanel. It kicks off. Chloe's got the ball. She's racing through the defender. She puts it up off the glass. It doesn't fall. Desiree tries to get a handle on her. Here comes Peyton running the other way. Dribbling past Dantezza. She circles around to the outside. She says, I don't need to score a quick basket. We need to run that clock down here. Nice pick by Rachel on Chloe. Peyton's going to the basket, and she looks like she's going to get fouled. She's fouled there by Desiree, who just had too much long arm in the way. They're doing much better on this this half of the game. There's only 14 fouls for the Eagles and 6 for the rookies, so they've been playing a much cleaner game. Here comes Cameron, gets it from the top of the free throw line, and she turns around and pops it in for two more. It's 19-42. Here comes Dantezza, working up, calling the plays. Drives in, steps out, kicks it over to Madison, down to Desiree in the post. She puts it up, and it dribbles in off the iron and falls in for two. It's 21-42. Being guarded, Peyton is by Chloe Gardner. She quickly outlets to Chanel. Julia Johnson sneaks in behind with a quiet feet, kicks that ball up. Dantezza has the ball poked away by Chanel. She gets it into backcourt, drives the front court, tries to kick it out to Chloe. It's ripped away by Peyton. Peyton drives the lane, puts it up on an easy left-hand layup, and drops it in for two, and Coach Nate says, whoa, we need a timeout here. He's getting tired watching this excitement, and the girls are starting to get a little fatigued. They are working hard, running back and forth. They really feel the loss of Alyssa with that re-injury to the ankle, and the girls are just flying up and down the court, trying to catch their wind, trying to work hard, and they're doing a great job on the floor. We're at 6 minutes left in this fourth period, and we are getting ready to go here as we have a timeout on the floor called by Coach Nate. Don't forget, if you're coming on down now, we've got lots of seats. There is admission tonight, but it goes for a great cause and supporting our teams. If you're hungry, haven't had dinner, come on down. They got pizza, Italian ices. I saw some, I call them pop and goes, but they're that wonderful Filipino spring roll there that they've got fried up. So lots of stuff out there. If you're wanting to get your Eagle Pride sweatshirt, they're still available. And there's a few at the table there. And so come on down and see if you can't get outfitted with some dinner, some fun, and some new wardrobe here to support the team sports. Dantezza has the ball. She drives the post. She gets wrapped up at the baseline. She tries to bounce pass into Madison. It gets ripped away. Peyton all alone at the other end. She puts it up for another little layup, and she drops it in for two. It's 46-21. Here comes Dantezza. Just like that, trying to get that score to go her way, and she pops it out to Chloe, but Chloe took a step too far. Peyton steps in the way again, and she backs it down to the trailing Chanel. Can't quite get it, and Dantezza rips off the rebound. Coming the other way, she says, I'm going to long outlet to Madison, but Madison can't hang on to it. Too much lotion on the motion there, and the ball goes through her hands. It was a great idea because Madison was all alone. Here comes Peyton back over to Chanel. Julia Johnson's in the mix trying to mess things up. All right, here comes Peyton. She's got the ball covered up by Chloe. And the rookies are working that ball around. Chanel drives down. Vance passes into McKenna. McKenna picks it back out to Rachel. Rachel drives across the paint. Can't quite get a handle on it. Gets it over to Cameron. Cameron finds Peyton. Peyton works the top of the line. Peyton drives in between three defenders. Goes to the floor. Cameron tries to get it. She gets it off. Madison gets the rebound, kicks back to her. They're working up the floor. Here comes Desiree driving through, gets out of her way. She picks it up, goes on the floor. It's covered up, picked up by the rookie. Rachel's on the floor. She gets the ball. She kicks it out. Finally, it's the back up across the court to Chanel, and she kicks it back to Rachel, who's recovered. Had a long three-point effort. Madison catches that air ball. Picks it up, drives down, stops. Desiree has the ball. Desiree Moback bringing it up the court. She stops her about 13 feet out, hits the back of the glass, falls down. Here come the rookies. Chanel's driving the lane, passes off to Peyton, up for an easy layup, and there's another two for Peyton. It's 48-21, 4:15 left to go. You can see the girls are really tiring out there, but they're still driving. Dantezza is working hard. Her legs are starting to feel like rubber. She's looking like a boxer in the fourth round of a five-round KO. Desiree gets the ball, turns around, and does a nice little float flip up in there, and it drops for two more. It's 23-48. Peyton catches the inbound. Runs right past all the defenders. Puts it up. Desiree's there, but I think is going to have too much body contact as she tried to block that ball, and Desiree's going, ah, shucks. I knew I shouldn't have had my hand out there, but I was just trying to stop the ball. I think that's going to be the third foul on Desiree Moback. Peyton puts that ball up, and it drops in nothing but net. Score is 23-49. Peyton puts up the second one, drains that one, makes it an even 50. It's 23-50. 3:50 left to go. Dantezza and Chloe and Julia Johnson are bringing the ball up. Dantezza puts a burst of speed on. She tries that bounce pass, but Peyton got tripped up with her own feet. I don't think there's a foul there. Peyton comes up to Chloe and says, sorry about that. Not your fault. I just tripped up on my own shoestrings there. Rachel's going to sit down, and we've got number 15. Marilee Yachmanoff is coming in. Marilee's on the floor, arms are out. She's got all the rookies there with a wide spread. Madison has the ball. She bounces out to Julia Johnson, quickly covered up by two rookies. Into Dantez, steps in off the glass. Can't quite make it fall in. Here comes Marilee Yachmanoff. She's got the ball, and she brings it right up. But stolen by the long arms of Chloe, and it's going to bounce off of Chloe's leg going out of bounds. There was a little bumping going down the road there, but that wasn't the cause. It just bounced off of Chloe's leg and went out of bounds. It's tough to keep that ball in front when you're a full running. Here comes the ball thrown in. Peyton runs ahead, gets the ball. Julia's right there. Chloe almost gets it on the backside. Chanel's got it. She bounces into Cameron. Back to Chanel on a long two. Not there. Madison has the ball. Back to Chloe. Chloe drives. She works around. She's up off the glass, and it drops for another one. Chloe's got a couple of points there, 25-50 in favor of the rookies. Oh, we've got another tangling up of the feet. Chanel drops down with her feet crossed up behind her. I don't know if they're going to call a foul on that. Yeah, looks like they're going to call a foul that time on Chloe because they were running together and feet got tangled, so it's going to be a foul on Chloe. That's the 16th foul against the Eagles. Side out to the rookies. And they're coming in towards the end. We got a couple more substitutions here. No, just running back getting information. Dantez is going to get a chance to sit down. So we have Desiree, Laney, Julia, Mariana, Chloe on the floor for the Eagles. And Laney blocks that ball right out of bounds. And we have Cameron, Chanel, Peyton, McKenna, and Marilee. Marilee gets the ball thrown to her, and she loses it out of bounds by the press of the Eagles. Here comes Julia Johnson's going to bring up the ball while Dantez gets a breather on the floor. We're at 2:45 left to go here in this period. Chloe's got the ball to Laney. Laney at the free throw puts it up, and it rattles out. Here comes Chloe's going to get another blocking foul there. Those feet of hers just keep sliding up, and it's tough. She's got great long stride, and she's trying to slide along and get up to him. They're just getting in the way, and you can just tell that Chloe's going, I'm not trying to knock him down. Really, I'm not. She's just working hard out there. You can see that she's working hard. She's just the first year playing this game and having fun doing it. I really want to give a nice shout-out to those kids that are looking at basketball. Keep practicing. Ball goes up, and it drops in, and that's for Marilee Yachmanoff. She's got the point there on the free throw line, and she's coming back for a second one. 2:36 left to go. But when you're out there shooting free throws, make sure you've got good form putting them in. That one goes up, rattles around four times, and drops home, so Marilee sinks both of those free throws. Here comes Chloe and Julia Johnson bringing up the floor. Here come the Eagles trying to find a way to get some more points on the board. Julia stops, kicks it left to Chloe. Chloe's way into Laney. Laney drives inside, kicks it out to Desiree. No, excuse me, it's not Desiree. It's Desiree's younger sister, Brianna. But they lose that on the exchange. Here comes Chanel working the other way. Brianna's on the floor, and she's just harassing him out there, number 23. She works down, and she steps in front. She bottles up Chanel. Chanel wasn't expecting that, and Chloe steals the pass. She works in behind Peyton. It goes off of Chloe's feet, out of bounds again. Such a tough break. Hard to get that ball when you're dribbling out in front of you instead of right back to your body, and it just keeps bouncing away. Another turnover by the Eagles. Another bounce out of bounds. This time last touch by Chanel Newman as she were really scrapping for the ball with Julia Johnson, and I think it's going to go back to the Eagles on their side of the court. Here comes Brianna. She's got the ball. Finds Julia Johnson. We're at a minute 55 left to go. Julia works the top. Bounce passes to Laney. Kicks out to Brianna. Brianna puts it up. Can't find home. It's a free throw contest. And Mariana Larson and two rookies are fighting for the ball. And the consequence, though, since Mariana was twisting and McKenna couldn't quite let go in time. McKenna went to the ground on that one pretty hard. And Mariana said, I'm really sorry. I'm just trying to hang on to the ball here. And ball comes in, no foul, just turn over there. But here comes the ensuing play, and Peyton has the ball. She drives it down. She pulls that full circle turnaround. She brings the team back out. She's setting them back up. Dantes is back on the floor. We have a collision there by Peyton. Runs right into Laney. Almost loses Laney's glasses, but she grabs them quick. The ball goes out of bounds, and here comes McKenna. She's trying to find Mary Lee. Gets the ball into Cameron. Cameron has the ball. She dribbles around to the top. She's really pushed there by Mariana Larson. A lot of blocking going on there. Brianna comes out to meet him. We're just at a minute and 15 seconds. We have a double dribble by Chanel, who was trying to figure out which option to go to, and she was stymied by both of them. All right, Chloe's going to sit down, and Jillian Bjornstedt's on the floor. The girls are working hard out there. The score is 25-52 in favor of the King Cove rookies with a minute 12 left to go. The ball goes up, doesn't hit it, but the rookies dive for it. Peyton ends up with it at the other end, puts it across, doesn't make it. Chanel puts it up for the twice, can't get it, and she's going to be covered up. Let's see, that would be that's number 14. McKenna Gould is going to be fouled. McKenna Gould's going to be fouled as she was getting that rebound, and she's going to be able to go up because there's 18 fouls now for the Eagles. Puts it up, in and out. Laney picks that ball up and rebounds. Dantezza has the ball, and she's coming the other way. We're at 55 seconds. Dantezza works down, puts it up, can't quite get it to fall. Rebound picked up by Chanel. Chanel's diving the court, being pursued by Brianna. Way out of bounds. The ball goes up and over the top of the glass. Just too much momentum there for Chanel to keep up with it. A nice hustle by Brianna. Here comes Dantezza and Brianna bringing up the ball. They're running down the court at full tilt. Dantezza kicks it out. Brianna has the ball. Back to Dantezza. Swatted away as Chanel comes running around the corner. We got two Eagles tumbling onto the floor. Chanel goes, walks uncontested, and they're coming back in. And here we come. It's 54-25 with 25 seconds left to go. Dantezza brings the ball down. She still drives. She kicks it out. Brianna has the ball. Nice pick by Laney. Moving Brianna down. Laney takes a look at a long two. Up and off the back of the glass. McKenna picks it up. She stops. She's popping around. She's trying to get in. Mary Lee has the ball and brings it up. She finds Peyton in the front court. We're down at 5 seconds left to go, and they're just holding on to the ball. She doesn't have to make a shot. She puts it up. It doesn't fall in, and we're 0.4 seconds left to go. And we have the last foul there on Dantezza at 0.4 seconds left to go. And that's going to put Peyton to the line. Referee's looking to make sure there's no blood. Somebody's got running their teeth around there, trying to make sure nobody's got a cut lip out there with 0.4 seconds left to go. Just making sure, yeah, there's been a lot of head and body hands and everything moving. Referees are satisfied. Everybody's okay. She puts up the first one and sinks. Nothing but net for Peyton. Peyton has it. 4 tenths. There we go. She sinks that one off the back iron. Picked up by Cameron, and there's the buzzer. And that basket counts at the buzzer. Another way to make three. Final score, 57-25 in favor of the King Cove rookies.